the Record on KUOW with Marcy Silliman. I'm David Hyde. Europe doesn't like American apples, or specifically, they don't like the chemical preservative that's used here to coat them. It's called diphenylamine, or DPA, and it's been used in the United States for more than 50 years. It's applied to nearly 80% of non-organic apples, and it helps prevent scalding or browning during storage. American apple growers say DPA is a benign growth regulator, nothing more than an antioxidant. But the EU disagrees. They say they haven't seen sufficient evidence to show that this chemical is safe. In 2012, they banned the use of DPA on their own apples. And last month, they effectively called a halt to the import of non-organic apples by drastically reducing the allowable amounts of DPA on imported produce. And that's a big deal here in Washington State. We produce more than half of all of America's apples. It's also a big deal for people who advocate against pesticides in produce here in the United States. And our guest today, Sonja Lunder, is one of them. She's a senior analyst with the Environmental Working Group. That's a research and advocacy organization that focuses on the environment and public health. She's also the author of an annual shopping guide to produce, and she authored a recent report on DPA. Hi, Sonja.
Hi.
So I want to point out that Washington State exports close to $1 billion worth of apples every year, and most of these shipments go to Asia and the Americas. Really only a small percentage of them are going to Europe. I think it's like 2%. But this could affect growers. But what I'm wondering from you is, how will this affect American consumers?
Yes, as a public health advocacy group, EWG is really concerned about the residues of pesticides on conventionally grown foods and what EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, is doing to police them. And so I was quite surprised this year when I found out that one of the major pesticide treatments applied to conventionally grown apples was withdrawn from Europe recently because of safety concerns, which you mentioned in the intro. And this raises big questions for consumers and their exposure. Europe's concerns were that the DPA treatment on the outside of apples could actually interact with other elements in the atmosphere to form nitrosamines, which are known carcinogens, and they're something we worry about in smoked meats or even in some industrial or consumer products, but they're known to cause cancer in people. And so Europe took these concerns really seriously and actually banned the pesticide, whereas the US EPA didn't even know about the European restrictions, as far as we could tell, is doing nothing to assess that hazard.
So nitrosamines are also in smoked meats. I assume they also have smoked meats over in Europe, but you've got a point of view on this. I mean, what's your sense of the science? What do we know? What do we not know?
Well, what we don't know is whether or not this pesticide treatment causes cancer-causing impurities or breakdown products on apples. And Europe actually took several years to assess these risks. They asked the DPA producers for more information, and the DPA people studied apples and found that there were three breakdown products in notable amounts, and they couldn't confirm whether or not these were nitrosamines. Diphenylamine is an amine, and when it interacts with any other nitrates, could make these cancer-causing breakdown products. More study is clearly needed to figure out if this is happening, but because Europe has stepped away from using this pesticide treatment, completely, no one's going to be forcing the science and developing the information that we would need to assure that these products are safe.
So it's a different process over there, and your organization is calling for the EPA here in the United States to look further into this chemical. What exactly do you want the EPA to do?
Well, EPA needs to demand information about the stability of DPA and the conditions in which it might form nitrosamines and guarantee they're not happening. There's one type of bacon that's a high risk for nitrosamine formation, and the USDA actually requires that every lot of bacon be tested, and any concentrations above 10 part per billion of nitrosamines cause them to cease production completely until they can reformulate their process and ensure that there's no detectable nitrosamines. This is something that we take seriously in other parts of the food supply. EPA does a periodic re-review and re-registration of pesticides, but has absolutely not scheduled another look at DPA, nor were they aware of this ongoing debate about its safety in Europe. This makes us worry what else they might be missing about new science and the hazards posed by pesticide uses. And as you mentioned in the intro, as far as we know, DPA is used on almost every conventionally grown apple, unless the industry has quite recently shifted into a different type of way of protecting the apples during storage.
All right, Sonja, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Sonia Lunder is a senior analyst with the Environmental Working Group, telling us about a ban on a chemical called DPA that's used in on apples here in the United States. You're listening to The Record on KUOW with Marcy Silliman. I'm David Hyde.